The next three questions all deal with the Jewish temple in Jerusalem at various times in the future. So the question to Mr. Combs is, will there be a temple built in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount prior to the Second Coming?
Well, the simple answer is yes. Mr. Douglas has already referred to 2 Thessalonians 2. You might like to look at it. It says there about the Antichrist. Well, perhaps we look at verse 3 first. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So there will be an apostasy. There is an apostasy. We can see that, can't we? You can see it here in Northern Ireland. We certainly see it in England. But it talks about the man of sin, the son of perdition. That's the Antichrist being revealed. And what it says about him is this, verse 4, who opposeth and exalteth himself in all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Well, the temple of God, the Antichrist is going to sit in, showing himself that he is God. He can't sit in the temple if it's not there. That's pretty logical, isn't it? But there are three kinds of temples that the Bible tells us about. The Lord spoke about the temple of this body, destroy this temple and raise it again in 3 days. And then we also read that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The believers are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But the only other temple in the scripture was the temple there in Jerusalem. And that, of course, is the only one in which the Antichrist will sit. He won't sit in the temple of Christ's body. He won't be sitting in believers. But he will sit in the temple there, showing himself to be God, making out that he's God. Another passage that we refer to is Matthew 24, and you'll know what it says there, Matthew 24, one of the signs that the Lord Jesus Christ said about the end of the age, when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of Daniel by the prophet, stand in the holy place. The holy place is, of course, the temple, and that's where he will put his abomination of desolation. My wife and I were reading this morning chapter 27 of Deuteronomy, and it says there, he that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto Jehovah. The abomination spoken of in the Bible is a graven image, an image, idolatry. And that's what the Antichrist will do, place his image in the temple, which will be, of course, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. So the answer is yes.